Love Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Charlene Staples.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to the Spirit Calls.
Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Discussing some of the names of God and the amazing attributes they reveal about Him. Today, our choice is El Hanimeh. This is a Hebrew name for God, meaning the faithful God, and appears in Deuteronomy 7:9. In a constantly changing world, it is good to know that our God is faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews 13:8. We'll discuss our faithful God here on The Spirit Calls.
Righteousness, with power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs over.
God Almighty, always faithful to come through for you and me. He is always faithful, always trustworthy, always perfect, and always does things in His perfect timing. He is always predictable, you will find, always reliable, always dependable, and always on time. What He says He will surely come through will always be there for us. Will always be true. He never ever changes, that's for sure, for He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes His mind about what He speaks, for His wonderful promises He always keeps. Though the world changes from day to day, He always and forever stays the same. When you need help or an answer to a problem, He's always faithful to bring the solution. When you're confused and don't know what to do, He's always faithful to bring clarity to you. If you're struggling or going through temptation, He's always faithful to give you strength to overcome. If you're going through pain or sorrow or grief, He's always faithful to comfort you and give you peace. If you feel like throwing in the towel and giving up, he's always faithful to encourage and give you love. If you need help in doing your work for thee, he's always faithful to supply and give the words and ability. If you need God to intervene today, he's always faithful to make a way. If you need a breakthrough in what you pray for, yes, he'll break through, for faithful is my Lord. You need deliverance, healing, or a miracle? Yes, he's always faithful to come through. You need salvation for yourself or a friend or a family member? He's always faithful. Just call upon Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Whatever you need financially, physically, or spiritually, he is always and forever faithful to meet that need. El Hani Amen, the faithful God Almighty, always faithful to come through.
And I don't know what to do. My life is a mess and I've made mistakes and I need you. I've chosen a road where everything's gone wrong.
Under the cover.
just can't figure out why. It's hard to watch the mistakes they make, but it's just all part of life. With the child in the care of the master's hand,
Charlene. We're talking today about another awesome name of God, El Hanieman, and that means the faithful God. So why is this an important attribute and name of God?
It's like very, very important. It shows his character and his promises and gives us confidence and hope. Amen?
Amen.
It shows that we can trust him to do what he says he's going to do. It shows that he's going to keep every promise, you know, and that we can depend on him to guide and help us. Because God will never fail us. He's so faithful. He's perfect and true.
Yeah, it makes me think of how he always believes in us.
Yeah.
No matter how many times we fall or things that happen, he's faithful. Mm-hmm. And he's always there for us. And all you have to do is turn to him. He's the most faithful person in your life. You know how they talk about, oh, my dog is so faithful. He's always right there for me, and he loves me no matter what, and I come home and he runs to me. Well, God is even more than that. He's the most faithful you could ever imagine. And when times are uncertain or the world is uncertain, you can turn to God, and he will not change, and he will be faithful.
That's so true. You know, you brought up about the faithful dogs, and I have often thought that there's a reason that dog is spelled like God, because they have the same kind of unconditional love for us.
Yeah.
You know, I had a black pug for 14 years, and I could yell at him for getting into the trash or do something, and a few minutes later, he would be all loving on me and jumping up on me and so forth, you know, And it's another shadow of image of who God is. He's always faithful. You know, he loves us. He knows that we're going to fall short, but he still loves us. He still seeks us out. And it's important that to know this part about God, because we're dealing with eternity here. And we have to know that this God that we're putting our trust in, we have to know that we can trust him with our eternal soul, because we want to know that when we leave this earth, that we're headed heaven bound. And because God is faithful and trustworthy, we know that if we have been born again and asked Jesus into our heart, that we will be on that journey heaven bound.
And it's true that, you know, we call dog man's best friend, but God, it should be even more than your dog, your best friend, because he is closer than any buddy you ever meet will be to you.
Amen. So someone who is a skeptic may ask this question: how do we know that God is faithful? How do you guys know this stuff?
Because the Bible tells us so. Plus, we've experienced it ourselves. We've experienced it. We experience his faithfulness every single day. He keeps every promise. Amen. He's perfect and true. He is God. He is God. He would never fail his kids. He's never failed me. He hears us when we pray and always answers us in his perfect time and way. He's just faithful like that. He's faithful. And I love that illustration about the dog. I've thought of that about that before, about dogs, because I used to have dogs. and they're faithful, but
God is the most faithful.
Right. How do I know that God is faithful? Well, like Charlene said, his word says so. And if you believe, are a believer, you believe the word. And he shows you in many different ways throughout your day and your life that he is faithful. Sometimes we're not paying attention and we don't see it. But if you pay attention, you might see it a lot more in every little way that we take for granted. And, you know, sometimes we take a lot of things for granted, and you realize that's just the faithfulness of God. So don't take things for granted, and you'll start to see a lot more of that faithfulness.
Amen. You know, another way that we know it, too, is down through the years that whenever God has said something, it's either come true or will come true. There's nothing that he has said that has not come true. Like, for example, all of the scriptures that were written about Jesus thousands of years before he was born, every single detail that was prophesied about the coming Messiah, Jesus fits every single one of those things. And so, and everything that has been said about the end times, we look at the way the world is going today, and we can see God's word again is coming to pass. So his word is sure. We can trust what he says is going to be. And so, and personal experiences, that is going to be our next topic here. How have you experienced the faithfulness of God in your life?
Oh my God, I experience the faithfulness of God every single day. I've experienced his faithfulness all of my life. I did things when I was a kid, and God was faithful to keep me. He was faithful to keep me safe and secure, even back when I was a kid and did things I shouldn't have. You know, he's never failed to answer my prayers, and he answers my prayers in his perfect way, not my perfect way. He answers my prayers in a way that's best for me. To me, that's so faithful. You know, he's just always, always faithful. He's always been faithful to me. He was faithful to help me bring up my four kids alone as a single parent. He's been faithful to help me homeschool. He's been faithful on this radio program that he's entrusted us with. He's just been faithful in so many ways. He's faithful to give me words for people every day when I give him words when I give my people words for God. You know, he's faithful to help me do what I need to do for him. You know, he's faithful to give me the words when I walk up to a street person. He's just always and forever faithful. I know I love to work with kids. I mean, I have 22 of my own, including my daughter-in-laws and granddaughter-in-law and grandchildren. But and I love them all. They're my kids. And he's had me do the Sunday school with my boys when they were younger. They're in their 30s and 40s now. And he was faithful to help me with that. He's faithful to help me with the youth group. He's bringing people in. He's bringing the people in. I'm trusting God to bring the people in, and he's faithful to bring them in.
I find he's faithful by opening and closing doors. Many times in my life, he has opened doors for me to something I didn't even know was waiting for me that was good for me. Amen. And closed doors that might not have been good for me in the long run. He's done this faithfully throughout my life, and my needs have always been taken care of, and the timing is always perfect. And he does things that I didn't even expect him to do. And I think sometimes when we don't experience the faithfulness, or we think we're not experiencing that, it's because we're not asking. We forget to ask God, you know, this is what I'm hoping for or looking for, and he'll answer. He might not be the way you expect, but he'll answer. Yeah. And I've always experienced that God is faithful in my life in those ways, and sometimes I ask and sometimes I don't. And I have to remember to ask when I have a big need. And he will open and close doors for me, you know.
And I remember once Mikey and I, we were on the highway. Mike was driving. Just kidding.
Not me.
And
it started downpouring. Remember that, Michael? And the windshield wipers. No. My windshield wipers stopped working. I said, okay, Mike, let's start to pray. And we started to pray, and we started praising God, and we started thanking God in advance. Thank you, Lord, for helping us make it home, make it back to Mount Zion. Thank you, Lord, for helping. And, you know, he was faithful to let us make it back.
He was.
Very faithful.
So many ways that he's been faithful. You know, one of the ways that he is faithful is dreams and visions. If you have dreams and visions that he's given you, it may seem like lots of time has gone by, but there's been three major ones in my life that have come true or are coming true. One, I had learned to play music from an early age, and now I'm in a gospel music group that's traveling and recording albums and winning people to the Lord through music. I wanted to be in radio. I went to a school of broadcasting, was not accepted because I was blind and could not read the news feed, but God brought it about through the Spirit calls. And the third one was the Lord showed me years ago that he had a wife for me, and I prayed for that for 20 plus years. And as I've said on here before, I thought I would help God out by going on eHarmony.
That's funny.
That did not turn out well, but then the Lord said, I've got somebody right in the next town over. You don't have to go online and do all this stuff. I've got the right one in the next town over. And so there she is, and there's many ways that we see his faithfulness. We see his faithfulness in provisions from June of 2024 to about January of 25. My finances were really in a rough patch, and my bank account was a black hole, and I was still paying my tithe, even though it hurt at times. But the Lord eventually changed some things around, and now I'm in a much better place with my bank account, and I thank the Lord for that aspect of his faithfulness.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little girl, my mother always said, end your prayer and God's will be done. Well, amen. We got to do that because God has his highest and best for us. I think I'll help you out, God. No.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Sons too. most in Jesus Christ.